Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This summer marks 20 years since Hurricane Andrew, and each week we're bringing you a story in our Remembering Andrew series. Phil Latzman is an anchor and host here at WLRN. He's also one of NPR's go-to guys whenever there's a hurricane anyplace near South Florida. But it wasn't always that way. On the weekend before Andrew hit, Phil was young, living on South Beach, having a good time, and listening to a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I was 23. I didn't have a care in the world. I didn't have an asset in the world besides a car that was sort of broken down. I was with my friends, and it was just a pretty normal, average, sweaty August Sunday. You know, I think the idea was on that weekend was, okay, so we have this hurricane coming. What do we do?
On an ordinary weekend in 1992, I would have been partying with my friends, looking for girls, going to the beach. I didn't see anything different about that weekend.
Well, most of the weather forecasters back then pretty much had said that it wasn't going to be a threat to us. I think it was about Friday or Saturday when everybody realized, uh-oh, maybe this is going to be something we're going to have to deal with.
Okay, Jose, a hurricane watch means that hurricane conditions are possible within the next 24 to 36 hours here in South Florida, as a matter of fact, all along the southeast Florida coast. But I want to actually emphasize and go past possible to say likely within the next 24 to 36 hours.
I was thinking this is going to be fun. My friends and I, we decided that we were going to go to my friend's fiance's apartment. Actually, it was her parents' apartment in Coral Gables. It was like on the 12th floor, and it faced east and had a terrace on it. And we're like, this is perfect. We were on the terrace, and I think there was this first band that came by. It was really exciting. You know, you felt that first band, and you get wet and the sideways wind, and you're like, whoo, this is going to be fun. You know, it was getting windy. It was getting stormy. You know, we had the TV on. We were all drinking. The thing I remember the most about it was the train whistle. At the height of the storm, to hear that sound, it still haunts me. And every time I hear anything like it, I think of Hurricane Andrew. I had a video camera out, and I wish I had that video camera so that we could all see the stupidity. I grabbed onto, with my video camera in one hand, somehow was able to grab onto the railings on the terrace of the condo. And at some point, probably around 1 or 2 in the morning, you know, when things got really bad, the winds were strong enough to lift me up like a flag. And I felt the angle of my body sort of lift up even further. Like all of a sudden I was going to be standing straight up. The back of my body was going to be straight up behind me if I didn't do something.
About this time, my friends noticed that I was having some difficulty. And they opened up the sliding glass door and pulled me in by my ankles. And I remember plopping down on the tile floor, and they said to me something like, "Dude, what are you, stupid?"
It's the weirdest feeling in the world. It was like being on an amusement park ride. It was fun. But at the same time, when you thought you were going to fly off the terrace and you're hanging on for dear life there, then you're like, okay, this is not fun anymore. I could really lose my life. Growing up in New York, when you heard about a hurricane coming, it was supposed to be fun and games. And, you know, what happened in the weeks to follow and seeing all the suffering and the blue roofs and the fact that people had nothing left. And I was like, okay, not rooting for a hurricane ever again. I've been ribbed about it before.
You remember Latzman? He looked like a flag hanging off the terrace.
Now that we're older and we all have children, you know, we don't want to look so stupid to our kids. Don't do as I say, not what I do. Yeah, no, I haven't told them. I probably, if we were ever in a situation where they thought a hurricane was all fun and games, then I probably would would tell him that story as a case example of how stupid I was. But it's not easy to admit that you're an idiot. You know, back then I was doing sports radio, and it was the first sign for me that there was a greater purpose in life than to be talking about sports. It was the first time in my career that I realized that I'd rather be talking about things that mattered, that were important to everybody, that were life and death situations.
That was WLRN Miami Herald News anchor and host Phil Latzman. Now he covers politics, hurricanes, and the occasional Miami Heat championship run.
Well, there's a sign on all the interstates that says emergency information. And there's the insignia of a hurricane on there. And it says 91.3 FM, or your local public radio station. And I've sort of taken on, just a special responsibility to make sure that people know if they're going to be affected by a life-changing event. And hurricanes can certainly be life-changing events, but they are life-changing events that you can be prepared for.
This story was produced by Trina Sargalski. The songs in this piece are by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. The sound of the wind and the Brian Norcross newscast are from the TV station WTVJ. All summer, we're doing special coverage of the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. We really want your stories about how Andrew changed your life and South Florida. So please tell us at WLRNunderthesun.org.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.